Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Get ready for TalkSport's cavalcade of the catastrophic.
Bordeaux, as in the tapestry, yeah?
No.
This is the legendary Clips of the Week podcast from TalkSport.
The TalkSport Clips of the Week.
And as the heavens open again here at Wembley in the Torch Pub just down the road from the stadium, it'll take a stud tonight, won't it?
In the old days, the game would be in danger of being off.
No, they're not. They're pitchers these days.
I know.
It will be fine. Anyway, let's bring you some clips of the week. And we start with Adrian Durham and Dean Ashton in Rome. And after that wonder goal, this was always going to happen in one we're calling. There's no need for bad language, Dean.
Schick's goal today from the halfway line, or Yarmolenko's wonder strike last night for Ukraine, which was the best goal of the tournament so far?
Is that even a question?
Hang on, the Yarmolenko goal was...
He said, you knew what he said.
Oh, yeah.
You knew what he said.
This is your commentator, Alex Crook, at Hampden Park for the Czech Republic game, whose gag went down very well with the Scotland fans.
He listens to the Titanic soundtrack, I'm told, before matches, David Marshall. They have hit one or two icebergs along the way in the last 23 years, Scotland.
No. Yeah, they like that one.
Timing was
brilliant. He literally is here all week and has indeed been here all week. Staying at Hampden, this was Jim White setting the scene before kickoff.
We are live from Hampden Park in Glasgow. 12,000 very, very lucky Scotland fans in here for today's game. But they, I'm quite assured, will make the noise of 1,000 Scotland fans.
That's not good, is it?
That's a bit disappointing, isn't it? I hope they're like that tonight.
I thought it would have been better than that, to be honest. What are you going to do?
And following Scotland's 2-1 defeat, the TalkSport listeners had their say.
Alex, what do you make of this? Tierney missing wasn't the reason for the defeat this afternoon. It's a lack of goal scorer and a lack of poor decision-making.
That's a good thing, isn't it?
I thought so. It's one or the other. A lack of poor decision-making has got to be a good thing. Is it to me?
It is.
Tobacco now with Wales and Hugh Rosencroft ahead of the opening match against Switzerland.
They will say the first game against Switzerland, all important. Get 3 points. There's a great chance Wales will go through to the knockout stages. But Gareth Bale said he's not really seeing it as a must not win.
That's not a good way to see it.
No, you don't want
not
to see
like
that.
Gareth.
Former Wales striker Dean Saunders is also part of our top team out in Azerbaijan. Here he is with commentator Nigel Adderley during the Turkey game.
We're having a go at Ramsey for missing.
I'm not. I'm just asking you to explain.
No, I'm not saying you are. We are, sort of, because he should have finished the game off. He should have scored four, Aaron Ramsey. He scored one, but he should have scored four. But Gareth Bale's through balls...
Gareth Bales.
I like Gareth Bales.
If it had changed after that missed penalty, that could have been the headlines in the Welsh papers, couldn't it? Dean also gave us this during the same match.
It's charged down at the near post, and a corner kick has been given to Wales.
Well, what a game. What a game. This is like, I'm just thinking, it's a bit strange. It's like a real game of football.
Oh, yeah.
FIFA?
Yeah. Really? It is a European Championship. Yeah. I think you can safely call it that.
Dean then popped up on breakfast the following morning.
Where are you moving to next?
Well, we can't go to Rome, but TalkSport have got a team out there with Dean Ashton because obviously your travel restrictions are difficult.
Oh, they're saying it. It's difficult, isn't it? Restrictments. They have been very bad. This is the TalkSport Call of the Week to the Sports Bar.
Dale from the good old US of A is up next. Hello, Dale.
Dale boy.
Hello, how are you, fellas?
You're good, Dale. How are you?
I'm good. I was just about to jump in the shower. I'm sitting on the bog.
Talk Sport, caller of the week.
Thanks for sharing, Dale. Very nice.
Is it you?
I'll do this one, shall I? It's a classic of the genre, of Andy's favourite type of clip.
Jerry's up next. Hi, Jerry.
Cheers, Mel.
Hello, Jerry.
No, you're Jerry. Oh,
sorry, I'm Jerry.
At least he realised.
Yeah.
Normally they don't realise.
Yeah.
This is Alan Brazil and Ali McCoy. It's done breakfast with a sports quiz for Jamie O'Hara.
Oh, come on.
I'll give you a clue. The Grand Prix recently.
Baku. Oh, God. I don't know.
No?
Afghanistan?
Yeah, the Afghanistan Grand Prix in Baku. We all remember that one.
Of course we do.
Yeah, a tremendous race. This is Bob Bubka with his US Open tips.
If I had to put my life on who's probably going to win here, I probably would go with Koepka. But you and I have been sailing that McIlroy ship, so if I'm going to go down on McIlroy, you're coming with me.
And moving swiftly on.
And finally, it's Stuart Pearce talking England with Mark Saggers.
Now it's going to be how he and his staff can react to what's needed to during the game.
It's exactly that. I think as a manager, you sniff the environment of the dressing room and the players.
Don't want to sniff the players. I mean, Joachim Löw probably does with his previous in the German camp. You don't want to be sniffing the players. So there we are.
Lovely.
There's your clips of the week. And I will hurriedly open the page that gives me all the thank yous.
I know Blind Dave's on there.
He is. Blind Dave Healy, big West Brom fan. Beautiful. This is a wonderful time for to lose all 4G here and the Wi-Fi not
faded
to work
in the background.
Do you know what? We'll come back to this. I can give these very shortly. We'll bring you the thank yous. Oh, they're up. Here we are. I've got them for you.
He's got them.
Blind Dave Healy, as Andy just said. Martin Cohen, Ali Z, The Puffin, Alan Jenkins, Paul Geary, Gareth Williams, Jim Shelley, Jerry Keller, Bob from Arbroath, Dave Clark, Roger Clifford, WG Dickin, Roger in Durham, and Clive Bennett. They all heard clips on TalkSport over the last 7 days.
The goofs, the gaffs, and the humongous howlers. The TalkSport Clips of the Week podcast.
I ain't going to sit on the fence, but I think both.
Subscribe to the Clips of the Week podcast today and get the extended edition delivered to you direct every Friday afternoon.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. The future isn't scary, not realizing its potential, however, could be. Just like on the recruiting trail, I've seen potential come in many forms as a coach. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.